matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed. Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web. Just a few hours left, and the AstraZeneca vaccines from COVAX is set to arrive in the Philippines. In a virtual press briefing in Cebu this afternoon, presidential spokesperson Harry Roque confirmed the arrival of 487,200 doses of AstraZeneca vaccines in the country tonight at 7:30. Earlier this morning, World Health Organization representative Dr. Rabindra Abiasinghe also confirmed the arrival of the initial doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines during a press briefing with the Department of Health. As the Philippines is expected to increase its number of vaccines against the viral illness, Abiasinghe reminded the public to still adhere to the minimum public health standards.
Tulad ng aking kinumpirma kahapon, mamayang gabi po, alas 7:30 ng gabi, inaasahang darating po, hindi na po inaasahan. Talagang darating na, kumpirmadong nakasakay na sa eroplano ang 487,200 doses ng AstraZeneca vaccines na kasama sa first round ng allocated doses mula sa COVAX facility. Kung susumahin ito kasama ng 600,000 doses ng Sinovac, ay aabot higing 1 milyong doses of COVID-19 vaccines na po ang meron tayo.
President Duterte is satisfied with how the government is rolling out its vaccination program against the coronavirus disease and that it gave him confidence the entire country can transition to the modified general community quarantine soon. In a virtual presser on Thursday, Cabinet Secretary Carlo Nograles said the president was elated about the rollout but added that the latter wanted the program to be more aggressive. According to Nograles, the vaccination program gave President Duterte the confidence about allowing the entire country to shift to MGCQ, the least strict of the four quarantine classifications. Over the weekend, President Duterte said he seriously was considering allowing Metro Manila to shift to MGCQ if he sees that the country already has at least 2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Meanwhile, according to presidential spokesperson Harry Roque, a total of 9,077 individuals have already been vaccinated against the coronavirus disease 2 days after the government rolled out its vaccination program to address the crisis. The Philippines will mark its first year under lockdown on March 15. A number of local government units are opposing the national government's decision to remove the travel requirement according to the League of Provinces of the Philippines, or LPP. But LPP President and Marinduque Governor Presbitero Velasco Jr. said that LGUs are supportive of requiring travelers to present a negative result of the RT-PCR in order to effectively protect their communities from the spread of the COVID-19. He said they also requested to also allow antigen tests, which is faster and more affordable for most of the LGUs. Under Resolution Number 101 of the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases, travelers do not need to undergo testing unless required by the LGU prior to travel. On March 3, DILG Undersecretary Epimaco Densing III pointed out that as a general rule, travel authority issued by the Philippine National Police and local health certificates are no longer required for cross-border travel effective March 1. He added that travelers will no longer be subjected to quarantine unless they exhibit symptoms at the destination upon arrival. But Velasco said the removal of the travel requirement would make LGUs defenseless against the COVID-19. Velasco said the LPP prefers to have a thorough physical examination in the screening of travelers to prevent the spike of COVID-19, as not all visitors of certain localities are providing factual health data. President Duterte is now a proud holder of the new national identification card. The president got his brand new Philippine Identification System, or PhilSys ID card, from Acting National Economic and Development Authority Chief Carl Kendrick Chua in Malacanang Wednesday. Chua delivered the president's national ID more than a month after his registration, based on the photos released by the palace to the media. Executive Secretary Salvador Medaldea and the President's former assistant and now Senator Christopher Bongo also received their new national IDs from the Socioeconomic Planning Chief. The President applied for the national ID when Philippine Statistics Authority personnel arranged a mobile registration center placed at the palace last January 21. In August 2018, President Duterte signed into law the national ID system that will harmonize and integrate several government IDs. Under Republic Act No. 11-055, or the Philippine Identification System Act, the ID card will contain the bearer's full name, image, date and place of birth, address, fingerprints, marital status, among others. The National ID Program seeks to promote good governance, enhance governmental transactions, and enhance a better environment for trade and commerce. In Metro News, Caloocan City Council passes Frontliners Day Ordinance, and no adverse effects reported in vaccinated Manila health workers. More from this report.
The Caloocan City Council has passed an ordinance declaring March 15 every year as Frontliners Day in the city. Caloocan City Councilor Howard Hernandez, authored and co-authored by 1st District Councilor Vincent Ryan Malapitan and Majority Floor Leader Edgardo Arruelo, proposed the ordinance as Caloocan City Frontliners Day. This is to honor the hard work and sacrifices of all frontliners to serve the people of the city. Frontliners refers to all workers, medical practitioners, police military personnel, city government officials, media personnel, and all who provided essential services during the enhanced community quarantine period. No adverse effects has been reported among health workers of the Manila City Government who were inoculated with the COVID-19 vaccine made by Chinese biopharmaceutical company Sinovac after 24 hours. Vice Mayor Hani Lacuna Pangan, who is also a doctor, said she felt fortunate to have received the vaccine that will serve as protection for her and her family amid the pandemic. The Vice Mayor said she oversees the Manila Health Department and the 6 district hospitals in the city and does her rounds to see patients every Wednesday.
Here are the top news in other parts of the country. Boracay tourists still need to show negative swab test. Non-essential travelers now allowed in Bacolod City. And 7 Abu Sayyaf bandits surrender in Sulu. Here are the details.
Tourists visiting Boracay Island in Malay Aklan are still required to show negative test results of their swab tests, Malay Mayor Flolibar Bautista said on Wednesday. Travelers are required to meet the requirements of the local government unit even with the new protocols released by the National Interagency Task Force to be able to go around the country. Apart from a negative result of their PCR test, travelers must still secure a tourist QR code and present a copy of the confirmed booking with a resort or hotel accommodation. Bautista also revealed that a recommendation has been submitted to the Boracay Interagency Task Force that instead of a swab test, they will shift to the saliva test. He added that they are still waiting for its approval. The City of Bacolod has laid down the requirements for non-essential travelers to ensure that the health and safety protocols against coronavirus disease are strictly followed as they are allowed to enter the city. Non-essential travel includes leisure or vacation, visiting friends or families, and attending weddings and christenings. Other travels with a purpose not for basic needs are also included. Non-essential traveler must submit an itinerary and must download or register for backtrack contact tracing ID and sign the online health declaration form. A negative RT-PCR test result is also required prior to traveling to the city. All documents should be emailed to israelsalanga.bcd@gmail.com for the issuance of notice of coordination or acceptance letter. 7 Abu Sayyaf Group or ASG bandits have surrendered in Sulu province as the love of family and loss of leadership prompted them to return to the fold of the law. Jaber Binuri, one of the surrenderees, said he decided to surrender to be with his two sons, a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old baby, following the arrest of his wife last February 19 for illegal possession of explosives. Lieutenant Colonel Nelly Carcorsino, commander of the 15th Civil Military Operations Battalion, said that Binuri is still under their custody and undergoing custodial debriefing sessions. The other ASG bandits have surrendered due to loss of trust and leadership.
In world news, 7 students plummet to death at Bolivia University. UN says 38 dead in Myanmar's bloodiest day since coup. And Japan billionaire offers space seats to the moon by 2023. Let's watch this report.
At least 7 students died and 5 were seriously injured when they fell from 4th floor of a university building in Bolivia after a metal rail gave way Tuesday, according to the government. Footage of the incident shows students crammed into a narrow passage trying to enter an assembly hall. A metal railing can be seen giving way under the weight of the pushing and shoving students, with several plummeting to the concrete floor below at the El Alto University near La Paz. Others clutch onto fellow students to escape the same fate. Interior Minister Eduardo El Castillo had ordered an investigation into the accident. At least 38 people died Wednesday in the bloodiest day of Myanmar's crisis, the United Nations said, as the military junta defied growing international condemnation of its coup with a violent crackdown that the U.S. said left it appalled and revulsed. Myanmar has been in turmoil since February 1, when the military ousted and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, ending the nation's decade-long experiment with democracy and sparking daily mass protests. International pressure is mounting. Western powers have repeatedly hit the generals with sanctions. Britain has called for a United Nations Security Council meeting on Friday. And after Wednesday's death, the United States said it was considering further action, but the junta has so far ignored the global condemnation, responding to the uprising with escalating strength. A Japanese billionaire is throwing open a private lunar expedition to 8 people from around the world. Yusaka Maezawa, an online fashion tycoon, was announced in 2018 as the first man to book a spot aboard the lunar spaceship being developed by SpaceX. In a video posted on Twitter account, he revealed a broader application process. Applicants would need to fulfill just 2 criteria: be ready to push the envelope creatively and being willing to help other crew members do the same. Maezawa, who paid a disclosed sum for the trip expected to launch in 2023 at the earliest, originally said he planned to invite 6 to 8 artists to join him on the voyage around the moon. The application timeline for the spots on the trip calls for would-be space travelers to register by March 14, with initial screening carried out by March 21.
In entertainment, world-class Filipino fashion designer Rocky Gathercole passed away last night, March 3. Known for his avant-garde outfits, Gathercole dressed up Hollywood stars including Jennifer Lopez, Thalia, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, and Nicki Minaj. His unique fashion flavor helped put the Philippines on the global runway, especially in Dubai and Saudi Arabia, where he was based for several years. On March 3, Gathercole shared his final post on Facebook. He uploaded a video where he asked his friends to guess the owner of the costume he was making. Gathercole was also chosen to design the national costume of Miss Universe Philippines Rabia Mateo. In an Instagram post, Miss Universe Philippines creative director Jonas Gafford shared that they were supposed to meet this weekend to finalize preparations for Miss Universe. Meanwhile, the Miss Universe organization announced that the 69th edition of the pageant is set on May 16 at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. In sports, Alex Ayala pounded Swiss opponent Simona Walthert to jumpstart her title bid in the ITF Rafa Nadal Academy by Movistar World Tennis Tour in Manacor, Spain on Wednesday, March 3. The 15-year-old Ayala, who is only in her third appearance at a $25,000 event, walks hot in the opening set before encountering a stiff challenge from Walthert in the 1 hour 45-minute match. The win set up Ayala a second-round meeting with third seed Jana Fett of Croatia tonight at 6:30 p.m. Manila time. And those are the news on web today, March 4, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow or log on to www.mb.com.ph. You may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link in this video's caption for the day's latest news to be delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again tomorrow. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.